There is an ongoing Orange County media feud that continues between the messenger and the message giver. Last week, District Attorney's Office spokesperson Susan King Schroeder issued a scathing press release attacking the Voice of OC, which is a nonprofit news website. She claimed that a reporter had misquoted her on a story, but the Voice of OC stands by their reporting. And standing by on the sidelines watching this back and forth is Gustavo Arellano, who does some reporting of his own at the OC Weekly, where he is editor. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Talk about this incident involving the Voice of OC last week.
So the Voice of OC has been doing a lot of great stories over the past year on Santa Ana Mayor Miguel Pulido. But basically, the reporter, he interviewed Susan Kang Schroeder, and he reported that she said essentially that they were going to already file charges against Pulido. Susan says that she was misquoted, and the story updated that, reflected Susan's claim that she was misquoted. But then on Friday morning, I started getting these emails from my friends in the LA press media all forwarding me this really nasty press release that Susan sent out about the Voice of OC, saying not only that she was misquoted, but that you can't trust the Voice of OC on any stories. They've been unethical for many, many years. Susan's legendary for being, vindictive toward the media, but this was quite something else.
Did she use the word unethical?
Oh, yeah. Susan saying unethical is actually her being nice. She has a long, notorious reputation in OC media circles for fighting with everyone and anyone. And the Voice of OC has really made a great deal out of this, essentially calling themselves martyrs at the cross of the evil Susan Kang Schroeder. But any reporter worth their weight over the past decade has locked horns.
Today we called Susan Kang Schroeder about this story, interviewed her about it, and here's what she had to say.
You know, I can say I get along with 99% of all media journalists and media outlets. I am not afraid to call specific reporters if they get things wrong, and I demand people to report things accurately and be fair.
Now, she says, Gustavo, that there's been a pattern of unfair reporting by the Voice of OC. What do you say to that?
Yeah, the pattern is essentially stories that the Voice of OC has done that cast a bad light on OC District Attorney Tony Rakakis. There has never been any substantial correction in the Voice of OC's reporting on Tony Rakakis. And look, if they did shoddy journalism that was filled with errors, I would definitely call them out on that.
Now, rumors have long maintained that Rakakis, the OC District Attorney, wants Schroeder to succeed him. Do press feuds, do you think, Gustavo, work for or against her politically? I mean, obviously you want the media to be friendlier to you, whereas you can also use this politically to your electorate as well.
Exactly. The media being upset that Susan's mean, like, reminds me of a quote that I'm paraphrasing here from The Bridge on the River Kwai. And essentially, this is politics in Orange County, not a tennis match, for crying out loud. So Susan is going to do her job. Susan is going to throw darts at the media. And when Susan runs for office, that's long been the rumor. She will neither confirm nor deny. But come on, it's in the tea leaves. She's going to continue that battle. She does not need that representation, a good representation from the media, because she's going to take her case to the voters.
Have you ever gotten along with Susan, Gustavo?
Yeah, look, she'll yell at you, then she'll tell, at least me, because I'm the OC Weekly food critic, hey, let's go get Korean barbecue or pho, because you really have great restaurant recommendations. And then I agree, and then she yells at me for the whole hour and says, hey, great meal, we pair both ways, and she yells at me again. Susan is Susan, and, you know, I don't necessarily think that she's the nicest of people, but at least you know what to expect from her.
Gustavo Arellano, editor of OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.